Happy Easter, St. Mary's. This is Deacon Mike. I thank you for the opportunity to speak to you and update you on what's been going on with me over the last 3 to 4 months. And thank you all so much for your prayers and for all of the wonderful things that you've done for me and my family during this time. This message is not so much about me, but it's about how good God is and how great He is in answering our prayers and how wonderful the people of St. Mary's is as they have lifted me up in Mass and prayers and rosaries and in so many ways cared for me and my family. Here's an update on what's going on, why I haven't been around. Other than the virus. On December 26th, which was the day after Christmas, I was on a bike ride and I had a mishap. I was training for a 100-mile bike ride. It's a charity ride that I do every year in March for diabetes. I know a lot of you suffer from that disease and as does my wife. So we were raising funds for diabetes, and I had a crash. I fell off my bike and broke my fall with my head in my face. So I don't remember the accident at all. I think I blacked out. I don't remember. There was no car, other vehicle involved. I didn't hit a curb. Didn't hit a car or anything. So I'm laying there in the road, and I got some prompt medical care from the 911 people, and I got airlifted to Holmes Regional Hospital, and I was in their care for 2 months as they brought me back. To be honest with you, I was not aware of how serious my injuries were for several days because I was out of it. But my wife, who's an RN, tells me that I came very close to dying the first few days of my after my accident, and it was because of the fast response of Father Ivan to giving me the sacrament of the anointing and the prayers of my friends and my family. And the devotion of my wife, who knows me well and was able to explain to the doctors things that they needed to know in order to give me the right care. I broke my collarbone. The bone socket around my eye was broken. I hit my head very hard and suffered severe head trauma. I also broke my hip, my pelvis, and I still have a double vision because of the crack on the head. So I was treated in the hospital for that for 2 months and then sent to rehab where I started to try to rebuild myself. And the rehab lasted another month. And so I've been home now for about a month. The thing holding me back is my broken hip and my pelvis, which don't allow me to walk very well yet. It affects my balance. So it's going to be another while before I'm 100%. But I want to thank each and every one of you who have been lifting me up in prayer. I know that there are many, many hundreds of you, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart, because if it weren't for you, if it weren't for Father Ivan's anointing, if it wasn't for the love and care that my wife has given me, I think I'd be a goner, or I would not have recovered as well as I have. I'm almost back, and I'm looking forward to getting back to serving at St. Mary's as soon as I'm physically able to. My wife, Susan, showed some very good medical judgment and guided the doctors in their care for me. And she knew me, and she knows what I can handle and what I can't. So The rehab is going on. It's going to continue here at home. I have people coming to visit every few days. I want to thank all of you again for your masses and your rosaries and all the support, the physical and material support that you've given Susan while I was in the hospital, unable to help her here at home, and my children. My two adult children, they live elsewhere, but I thank them for coming to me and caring for me and visiting me every day. It's just awesome to have a family like this, both my physical family and my spiritual family at St. Mary's. It's just wonderful. We had people that came to help out Susan with landscaping around the house, mowed the lawn. I'm not going to name names because they didn't do it for honor or adulation. They did it because they cared about me and Susan, and they mowed the lawn. They helped fix the pool, and they trimmed the trees, and they just generally took good care of her and took a lot of the worries off of her mind as she was wondering whether I was going to make it or not. She actually told me the other day that she was thinking about, well, what do I do if he doesn't come out of the hospital? Do I sell the house, or how am I going to make it? So it was that close. I got good nursing care. I've got great nursing care now at home. This is wonderful, and a good cook. I lost 50 pounds while I was in the hospital and in the nursing home, and since I've been home, I've gained back about 20 of that, and so she's fattening me up. I don't know if it's for Thanksgiving or what, but she's taking good care of me. So again, I want to express my appreciation and my anxiousness to get back to serving as a deacon at your church and in your parish. I thank Father Ivan and Father Blake for all of their support and their help, and the staff at St. Mary's who have been doing some of my work for me and taking care of helping hands and ministry to the sick and all the other things that I did around there for a while, being picked up by others in the staff, and I'm very grateful to them too. So thank you all again, and I pray for all of you who pray for me every day. So God bless you, and once again, Happy Easter.